Maseches Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, 6:10. More exceptions to the rules of Shechah. The Mishnah says, Tavua, Shnitla Leshachas. If you have grain and you're harvesting it, but the purpose is not to eat it, not for human consumption, but rather you're harvesting it early when it's still soft and green to feed it to animals. Since it's animal fodder and not human food, it's exempt from the halachas of Shechah. So that's a Tavua, Shnitla Leshachas, Ola Aluma. Or if it's there for binding, meaning that you're taking some of the stalks and using it as like the strings, if you will, that will bind the other sheaves. Since those stalks are not for eating, they're for binding, again, exempt from shechcha. V'chein ba'agudei hashum. Same goes if you have certain garlics that you're going to use, the long garlic, including the green part, as like a binder, as a rubber band or a rope to tie other garlics together to make little bundles of garlic. So again, since you're plucking that garlic not for food consumption, but rather as a string, as a binder, it's not eligible for shechcha and it's exempt. And same goes agudos hashum v'batzalim. If you have bundles, little mini bundles of like four or five onions or four or five garlics, which will later be bound into bigger bundles before brought in, since we learned previously that intermediate stages of bundling is not eligible for shechcha, it's just the final collection from the sheaves that are brought into the final processing area, that's when shechcha kicks in. So these are intermediate stages of bundling of the garlic or the onions. It's not eligible for shechcha. Ein lem shechcha. In all those cases, they don't have shechcha. A new case in the Mishnah. Now it considers the question of bulbs, food that are, the food is below the ground, so you don't see them. So the question is, can those have a din of shechcha? Actually, this machlokes is based on psukim, not on a svara. In any case, the Mishnah says, v'chol ha'tamunin ba'aretz, anything that's hidden in the ground, like think an onion, where the bulb is below the ground, so you don't see it. Kagon haluf, for example, a luf, which is the first cousin of an onion and a garlic. Vashum, the garlic, vabitzalim, onions, all these kind of bulb foods. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lem shecha. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no shecha by them, meaning since you don't see them, and you don't see them, so they are not eligible for shecha, so if you overlook them, you can go back and get them a second time. He's based on the pasuk. The pasuk refers to it as a sadeh, a field, and that assumes things you can see on the face of the field, not beneath the field. And the Chacham say no, yesh lam shecha. The Chacham say garlic, onions, luf are equally eligible for shecha, like other foods. They learn it based on the psukim. Since there's two miutim, this is technical, but one miut, one limiting word, is the word sadeh, referring to the dock of the field. And a second one, another miut, another word is katsircha, your harvest. So if you have two back-to-back miut and they come to be marba something, is a riboy, to include something. And what it's coming to include is foods that are not visible. They're the edible part of the food, according to Bartanor, the edible part of the food is below the ground. So halacha is like the chacham, indeed, that there is a din of shecha even on foods that you can't see the edible part above the ground.